Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. This is our afternoon wrap-up, and we've got complete market details coming up when we come back in just a moment.
Well, cattle producers, it's the Superior Livestock Tallgrass Video Auction coming up this Friday, June 24th. It'll be live from the Lyon County Fairgrounds in Emporia, Kansas, and seen live on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Starts 8 a.m. Central Time, featuring yearlings from the Flint Hills and from the Osage. For information, you can go to SuperiorLivestock.com or give them a call, 800-422-2117. Remember, at Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you.
She's the top lady of hard red winter wheat varieties. She's Ruby Lee, developed by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Ruby Lee has the built-in genetic potential to score big on yields, and with her endurance heritage, Ruby Lee carries the graze and grain tradition of OSU wheat breeding. And Ruby Lee is considered the crown jewel when it comes to putting yieldability and bread baking quality into one variety. You can bake on it. To learn more about Ruby Lee, log on to OKGenetics.com. That's OKGenetics.com.
Well, cattle prices moved aggressively higher during the session today, with triple-digit gains holding at midday and finishing that way. The support in the cattle complex did erode even more support from the lean hog futures market, which is sharply lower, adding to recent market weakness, which developed through the week. Corn prices lower today. July corn is about 6 cents lower. Stock markets are higher. The Dow Jones, the NASDAQ also looking at the higher numbers here today as well. Live cattle futures moved sharply higher with aggressive triple-digit gains seen in all nearby contracts. August futures led the complex higher with at least a 215 rally based primarily on the support in the feeder cattle market and further pressure in corn markets. On the feeder cattle, strong gains quickly redeveloped across that market with August futures leading the complex higher with about a 205 rally. The support through the market remains firm, but after prices hit contract lows earlier in the week, there's a lot of upward potential before resistance is seen. Now, the wheat prices posted modest gains this morning with weather and demand news in play, then turned lower later in the session and finishing lower here today. Export sales reported early on likely fell last week, but could still be decent at 18 million bushels. The corn prices also were lower today when an attempt to rally fizzled overnight. December futures couldn't hold its 50-day moving average after losing half its rally gains, while July targets the next level of downside support around 3.8675. Soybeans also lower despite the buoyant mood on outside markets as traders focus on weather here in the U.S. July futures yesterday reversed from their trend line off April-May lows and continued to hold that support today. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.